Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College tonight in their conference opener for the 2019-20 season. And I'm now joined by junior guard Ellie Leedstrom. Ellie, thank you for joining us for the halftime player interview.
Yeah,
it's always nice to catch up with you guys and find out how you're feeling about how the season is going. And with that being the case, and you taking some time out to join us here, I'll ask that first question. It's the first one I ask all the players. How do you think the season is going? You guys are definitely in a transitional period right now. You lost some key players from last year, Hannah Norlin, of course, being among them. A little bit of a rough start to the year, but you guys seem to be playing better and better as the year goes on here against a really tough schedule. So just give us a sense on how you feel now, having been in the program your third year, how you feel like this year is unfolding so far for the team.
Yeah, so I actually think it's going pretty well, although we did lose a lot of key players, not only necessarily seniors, we did lose a couple other people as well. But I really do believe that we've had a couple hard games coming along, but that's actually going to help us in this conference play now that we're starting today. I do believe that the hard games that we played will turn it around and will actually work off of that. And although it was a tough preseason schedule, and that just kind of was very hard for players individually, myself included, to kind of get through. But I do believe that conference play starting, that it's a whole different game and everything, but I do believe that with that hard schedule, it'll really help us, especially this year in conference. A lot of the teams are different, including us as well. Like I said, we lost a lot of key players, but I mean, Northland isn't the same Northland as they've been the past couple years. They're really young, but I'm excited for the rest of the season, and I think this conference play now will be completely different, and it'll just be good for us.
You know, it's been interesting to watch the program grow over the years. You know, the expectations now for this program are always high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys have won 20 or more games now for four straight years, won at least 19 the last 5 years, and won five straight conference championships. That's quite a record. Most schools around the country would love to have that record, and you guys, of course, have it right now. With that being said, it kind of does establish a culture of expectation for this team, regardless of who the players are. So how do you guys kind of deal with that as the year goes on?
You know, a lot of people have actually asked that question, and that's probably what's going through a lot of people's mind right now. But I do believe that we just have to be confident with it all. We have to take what this program has taught us and what we've brought into it and how we've all bought into this process, and we just have to use it and reach those expectations and exceed them, because I know that our team can do that.
And, you know, you guys last year, you played a very tough schedule, non-conference. This year, you're playing another tough non-conference schedule. You had some more home games at the beginning of last year. This year, 6 of your first 7 on the road. In fact, you played your home opener against Augsburg, and you took basically a full month off where you guys were on the road. So with St. Scholastica coming up, that must be nice to be thinking that you guys could get back to your home court advantage at the Mertz.
Oh, yeah, of course. We love playing at home. I mean, we've always said we never lose at home, unfortunately. You know, Augsburg was... they were tough.
That was a rough game, yeah.
Yeah, they're ranked very high in the nation, and props to them and everything. But we do love that home court advantage. We love playing here, and we love playing in front of the fans. You know, the new gym, the new bleachers. It's just a really good feel. But we'll be back soon.
Yeah, about a week, actually, against St. Scholastica. And the last question I'll ask you, Ellie, and now being a junior, you know, the roles change each year. You know, and I talked about this with Eva Reinerton. I've also talked about it a little bit with Emily Carpenter over the years, how the role changes from freshman to sophomore to junior. Now you're an upperclassman, one of the leaders on this team. What are you hoping for, and what are you expecting from the team the rest of the way?
That's kind of a tough question, but I don't know. Personally, as a captain and as a leader on this team, I have very high expectations for everyone on the team. I do believe that we have struggled a little bit with coming together and being a team, but that all comes with time, and we're putting a lot of work in, not necessarily just on the court, but off the court too. We're really trying to bond this year and everything, and I do believe that we'll exceed those expectations that everyone has been holding against us, and I think it'll be a really good season from here on out. And I know, like I said before, we did struggle a little bit in the preseason, but that just goes to show that we can use everything that we learned from those games and bring it into conference play and come out with another conference win.
All right, Ellie, well, thanks for your time and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was junior guard Ellie Leedstrom. I'll be right back with more halftime programming on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.